Welcome to the Painless Flipping Podcast, where we talk about how to get into real estate investing and how to be consistent. We know that getting into real estate can be difficult and it can be painful. Oh, sorry. Hold on. My Instagram, when I go live, it's sometimes it's when it's not muted, it repeats what I say.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was flowing too, David. I was on the road.
Dude, I was impressed. Like, damn, I'm like a professional today.
Well, hey, guys, if you're watching this live, you know this is what happens. Technology is crazy. So I'm going to do it again. I'm just going to say, hey, we know that getting into real estate can be painful, but not when you listen to the experts. Learn from the ones that have done this before. And that's why I brought on the expert, David Olds, to tell us how to do deals the pain-free way, the painless way. How can we get into this and avoid all the problems you have when you try to do real estate, without having the experts on your side? So, David, you're the expert. What do you do?
Man, thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, I mean, we do make your life easier, more pain-free, and we just give you back your time. And the way that we do that is we just help with all the paperwork, right? None of us got into investing. You know, if you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad or bought a Carlton Sheets book or video cassettes, whatever it was, nobody got into this business to figure out what monuments of title are and how do I find lost death certificates and just messing around with all the stuff that goes on with these wholesale deals. Right? Like
nobody wants to do any of that.
No, man, that's the most miserable part of the business. It's like walking through quicksand, death by a thousand paper cuts, all those things. So we launched our company, almost 4 years ago. And the whole goal is we want to work with investors and wholesalers nationwide and just take all that paperwork off their plate because I want to help them do more deals and make more money and really just have more freedom. And the way that we do that is you get to spend your time doing the stuff you love, which is talking to sellers, making deals, helping them out, talking to buyers, you know, making those big fat spreads. Let us do the paperwork and make sure you get paid.
I love that. So you said it's about 4 years ago. What were you doing before that?
So I've been an investor since 2002. My wife and I bought our first property in Orlando, Florida. It was a foreclosure. We were buying a property to live in, and we unknowingly were buying a foreclosure. And it was interesting. After the closing, I said to my agent, I'm like, well, why wasn't anybody there? Because I was thinking like, you know, I'm 20 something years old. I had this hard 30 almost. I had this whole thing like the seller's going to be there and they're going to hand me the keys and it's going to be this whole big moment. And there was nobody there. Yeah. And the seller was Wells Fargo. And this is 2002, way before the foreclosure crisis. So
right.
She's like, no, I mean, it was a foreclosure. So we bought that house and I was in retail and I worked in building materials. So I was kind of around contractors and stuff. So fixed up the house. We sold it a couple of years later, made like 50 grand. I'm like,
Something.
This is pretty good. And that's kind of how we got started. I did read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It said, go find a RIA, you know, just got involved, got some coaching, got some mentors, went to all the classes, all the things. And I was working full time. You know, my wife and I flipping houses on the side, not fast. Like we do a couple a year, sort of a part-time gig. Mm-hmm. And then 2009 happened, like the end of the world. And we both lost our jobs. Last house we had, the foreclosure, and moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee, with literally $5,000 in our pocket between me, her, our two boys, and three fat dogs. So we were half of broke and had to figure it out and started wholesaling. And that's kind of where it all started. So we wholesaled here in town, started buying some rentals on owner financing. And then when the market turned, we started doing some rehabbing. And over the years, I had a couple of different partners. And at one point, we had four partners, and we're like, well, we need to do more deals because there's four of us because we're whacking up this pie four different ways. And that's when we started, you know, working, spreading out to other markets like the worst markets ever, which were Birmingham and St. Louis. We were inventing ways to lose money. But sooner or later, we figured it out. We built out we're over 50 markets up until maybe 2020, 2022, somewhere in there when COVID happened. And simultaneously, we started this company, and then just one kind of took over, and we just didn't have time for the wholesaling anymore.
Wow. And you must like this. Do you like this more than the wholesaling and the fix and flip in that biz?
I love this business. I love helping our clients, but I am a wholesaler at heart. Like when I'm driving down the road and there's a boarded up house, I'm like, I want to turn. I'm like, somebody should be calling them. Like I love that business. So I think I'll go back to it someday at some point. But I do enjoy this business. The problem solving is what's fun. You know, that's not
everybody
stuff. Our company, we have, so I'm looking out the window like I could see them all, like 16 coordinators here in the office that every day, this is all that we do, 8:30 to 5:30. We have hundreds of clients all across the country. And they come in and, you know, we're closing anywhere from a low week, 65, to a busy week, 100 files a week for people.
So tell me a little bit about what you, like the paperwork that you do. Yeah. So like a wholesaler brings you a deal and they have it under contract and they're like, okay, there's a ton of liens on this. There's a ton of issues. Like, do you figure all that out for them or do you have them try and figure it out?
No, we do all of their deals. The process for us is super simple. If you're a client of ours, all of our clients have their own, we call it a portal, but I guess it would be like a CRM, someplace where you can log in and see the status and all the notes. And sometimes the notes are pages long, but you're going to drag and drop that contract to us and it's going to get assigned to a coordinator and the correct title company, right? Because that's always a challenge, especially if you're working, you know, in various markets, is knowing the right title company that can handle your deal in that state, right? Because you go to West Virginia, you may know who does a wholesale deal, but not, first off, not everybody will do a wholesale deal, but the guy who does wholesale may not do novation. That guy may not do a sub two. That guy may not do creative deals and that guy may not do sub two assignments, right? So we actually have our own in-house title company now licensed in, I think, 10 states. And then we have 400 partner titles.
Got it.
So our deal is like, is to really just take all that paperwork off and compress time, get them closed quicker. But you upload that contract to us. We're going to assign it to coordinator Claudia. She's going to call up Mrs. Smith. Hey, Mrs. Smith, my name is Claudia. I'm working with Nathan on your property over here at 123 Main Street. Hey, Mrs. Smith, I'm going to be your point of contact from here all the way till closing. And I need to ask you a couple of questions for our title company so we can get you paid just as quickly as possible, right? Because that's what they all want. They all want to get paid. So we are going to dangle that carrot. And, you know, a couple things that make us amazing. One, you now don't have to do all that stuff, which if you've closed deals, you know, it can be a grind. And it's title companies never ask you all the questions at once, right? It's one thing at a time. So now you're free to go sell your deal, go work on your next deal. Claudia is going to be on the phone. She's going to talk to him and, hey, what's your forwarding address? What's your social security number? Who else is on the deed? How did you get this property? Did you inherit it? Is it in bankruptcy? Is it in foreclosure? Who are the tenants? Oh, you got tenants. Great. I need a copy of the lease. Great. Need the lease. What's the rent? What's the security deposit? You know, all the tenants going through eviction. Great. Who's the eviction attorney? So yeah, we're going to do all that stuff from day one. Like we know after doing 5,000 of these, it's like the Matrix, right? We see the bullets coming very, very clearly. Because my goal is I want to close your deal as fast as possible. And I have to assume, Nathan, that you're going to dispo this deal tomorrow, right? So we're out of the gates in a sprint trying to get this information. So then tomorrow you call me and you're like, hey, we got this contract. Great. Upload it to the portal. It's going to come in. Claudia's going to do the same thing. Hey, Joe, my name's Claudia. I'm working with Nathan on this deal over 123 Main Street. I see that you're going to buy it. Hey, looks like this is going to be in your LLC. Great. I need those corporate docs. Oh, you're using private money or hard money? Great. Who are you using? RCN Capital. Perfect. Who's your contact over there so I can get the loan info? Great. So we're going to gather up all of that information and get it to our title company or to one of our partners and make sure that this deal just works through the system just as quick as possible.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So you simplify the process. So yeah. I thought you were the nationwide title company. So you're getting one, or you say you have one now?
Yeah, there's no title company that's nationwide. Nobody. Anybody who says they're nationwide is lying.
Just in certain states, right? They're like, they say they're nationwide, but they're not everywhere.
They're not. Not even First American is nationwide, right? And they're the biggest that there is.
Okay.
So, we're licensed right now in Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Texas, Ohio, and Arizona will be in like this week, I think we should get our final stuff. And then next year,
I get it.
We'll add the next 10 biggest states. And we'll probably never be in more than 20 or 25 states, but we'll be in the states where the most activity is happening.
Yeah, no, okay, that totally makes sense. So you do the transaction coordination for those deals, and then you usually delegate it or find the title company that's best to that you guys like working with in those states, right?
Yeah, somebody who's proven. So if we're not licensed there, we have partners in those states where we know they'll do novations. We know they'll do a sub two on an FHA assignment, right? Like because we do so many deals, we have a track record with them and we know somebody there.
Got it. Okay. No, love it. I think this is extremely important to know and work with you guys, especially if I would say like just in general, to speed up the process. But yeah. I would say, especially if you're brand new, like you don't know how to do that part of the process unless you know someone that can help you. But if you can't, then yeah, definitely. That's awesome. Easy REIA closing.
Yeah, easy REI. Awesome. And we work with, you know, some of the biggest names that we all know that, you know, that are all in family. We close a lot of their personal deals. And then, yeah, we've got clients, some that do one or two deals a month, some that do 40. Like, we've got clients of all ranges, all sizes, because what they've realized is, one, they don't want to put a million Indeed ads out and go through all the resumes and then do the interviews and then hope they find somebody and then they hire
by their own. Yeah.
They got to bring them in and train them, which that'd be like me trying to train someone to take a carburetor out of the car. They're like, if I don't understand it and I'm not good at it, how am I going to bring somebody in and train them? And then I've got to manage them. Right. And all of those things, even if you're not doing it, that's still taking you away from doing the stuff you should be doing.
Right.
Which is in the buyers and sellers. Right. Where
what? Sorry.
That tomorrow.
Sorry, David. I have a quick question. What do you what is it? Is there a flat fee per transaction or does it depend?
No, it's we actually work on a subscription. So it's a flat fee for the month and depending upon the volume you're at. So like 1 to 5 is our basic plan. And then it kind of goes up from there because I don't want to charge the guy doing one deal a month the same that I charge a guy doing 40 deals a month. So we've got that kind of tiered out. And then, it just actually the more deals you do, the cheaper it gets, of course.
You know, what's crazy is I'm sure you run into some of those sticky situations, right? Oh. Not sticky, but there's a lot of paperwork versus the ones that are way easier, less complicated. Right. I mean, we've all seen those crazy deals. Right. So I bet you hate your transaction. People hate those. At least I do.
They really don't. They love it because, you know, the people that we're hiring to be transaction coordinators are not you and me. Like, they're different. Right. We're like very talky, A personality. Yeah. These people, they love problem solving. They love getting in the weeds. They love taking notes. You know what I mean? They're like, they're just that different personality. If you've taken like the disc test, they're the other side.
Yeah.
So they can't do what we do. And we certainly do what they do, or at least enjoy it. Right. When they get a wacky file, they're like all talking about it. Like, oh, I got this thing. It's really crazy. It's funny to sit and listen to them talk.
Yeah. Totally. Not my cup of tea, but that's why you leverage your time and you work with people who love that kind of stuff. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Why would you fight through that? You know, because one, it's going to take you twice as long as it's going to, or three times, four times as long as it would take one of our people. Two, while you're doing that, what are you not doing? You're not getting your next deal. You're not working on selling that deal. And, you know, do you have the experience to overcome these problems, those sticky deals, even the easy deals? You're still calling the seller, getting information, calling the buyer, coordinating closing, getting the notary. Even on an easy deal, you're still taking time away from, you know, being in the game. So we tell people, like, from our experience and talking to our clients who've been with us for years, like, we'll give you back 30% of your time to go either do more deals, you know, or go on vacation. Like, it doesn't matter to me. We have clients who do all kinds of stuff because they know they can leave town and trust that this deal is going to get worked out. The other thing, which is
a shocking
statistic, and this is from First American, 50% of the files opened in the United States will never close.
Whoa, why?
50%. And in family, I think a couple of CRM guys 2 years ago did basically the same study and they found the same thing. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons. It's not all title issues, but a lot of it is because what do we do as investors, right? We go out there and we search for the crazy, right? Let's stack a list, right? Death, divorce, foreclosure, right. You know, absentee owner, right? All these things, because as a wholesaler or an investor, the more of those problems I can solve, the deeper discount I can get.
Perfect, it's true. Right?
What do we say on the dispo side, Nathan? Hey, man, I got this deal for you. We guarantee clear title and proration of taxes. So how do you get from all those problems to clear title, right? Do you have the ability or the understanding to do that?
Yeah, that's true. So what do you think they do with the 50%? Do they just lose, like, they don't sell, they keep the house? I guess it just depends on all the situations. They're all so different, but interesting to dive into those.
Yeah, there's just a lot of cancellation of contracts. Now, some of it, you know, I would say of the 50% that don't close, at least half are title issues. The other half, at least with wholesalers, they probably contracted it too high, right? They didn't ask good enough questions. They didn't know the kitchen was, they're like, hey, how's your kitchen? Fine. Had they asked, tell me about it a little bit. Oh, well, there's a green countertop,
right.
The metal band around it, and it's nice wood, you know, polished wood cabinets, right? Like, oh, I should have
right.
$1,000 kitchen. So that's some of it is acquisitions, but a lot of it is title.
Yeah, and I would say the new investors definitely that are brand new, they're just locking stuff up because they don't know how to do the business the right way. They're probably making that that average bring it up a lot higher than it really should be. But hey, right. I totally get it. So, how can people work with you? How do they reach out to you?
For us, it's pretty easy. We've got my name there. It's Easy REI Closings, the letter E, the letter Z, and then REI Closings with an S.com. And that'll just kind of jump you over to our page. You can learn about us, see a bunch of reviews from our clients and some of the other people in the industry. And just book a call with us and let's talk about, if you do it soon here, what did you do in 2024? What are you trying to do in 2025? How can we help you get there, right? How can we, help close more of these deals, help raise your average assignment fee, get your time so that you're spending it, doing the things that you should be doing, not paperwork.
Have you seen an increase in the amount of people that are doing novations over just a straight wholesale deal over the last couple of years?
40% of all of our files are novations.
40%. Wow.
That's a big number. We're about 40% cash, 40% novation right now. And then the rest is a mix of, we do a lot of creative deals with note companies. So we do a lot of note closings. And then the rest are like sub-2 financing, wraps, that type of stuff. So yeah, novations are absolutely huge. Novations are also the easiest deals to screw up, right? Because I'm not dealing with an investor. I'm not dealing with just the title company. I've got a realtor. I've got a retail buyer. And, if they just get spooked or you send the wrong contract or you're using the wrong title company and they don't know how to do it, like those go sideways. And I've gotten so many calls of, I had this great novation deal and it fell apart. Okay, cool. Let's see what we can do here. Let's see what we can fix. So that happens a lot.
Wow. Well, definitely going to have to use you for those because I'm still kind of the paperwork does. I wouldn't say it scares me. It's just, there, like you said, it's more than just an assignment, right?
Yeah. Now, like, the great assignment. Thing about you can make a ton of money. Like the novation fees we see some crazy high ones. But yeah, you ever want to jump on a call? We'll talk about it. I'll put you on with one of the girls that's probably done more novations in the country than anybody. And yeah, we'll set you up.
Well, I love connecting. Is there anything else you'd like to leave the audience with at this moment? Any nuggets, anything?
That's it. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me on Instagram. If you want to book a call with us, do that on the on the website, easyreiclosings.com. But yeah, whatever I can do to help you guys out, happy to do it. I've been doing this for 22 years. So, I know that this can be a daunting thing sometimes, right? You're sitting alone at your kitchen table and you're like, nobody else is doing this. Nobody else is having the struggles I'm having. So that's why I encourage people, get a coach, get a mentor, get in some of these, at least Facebook groups, if you're not going to go to local RIAs, because, there are other people out there that are having massive success doing this. And get around people who are doing it, and you'll be able to mirror that success.
Well, David, I appreciate you being on here, and definitely we're going to be working together on some novations because, like I said, I've done some, and it's better to let the professionals take care of that paperwork.
For sure. Yeah, I'll shoot you a message. We'll set up a time.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate you, and we'll see you on the next one. And everybody that's watching this, thanks for tuning in. Like, subscribe, wherever you're watching. Help us grow this and get this in front of more people. Appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend.
Hey, everybody. What's up? It's Nathan Payne. And for the first time ever, we just released this insane training bundle that has literally everything that I've learned from doing a combined 4,000 deals in real estate, all from starting with absolutely no previous business background experience or any real estate experience. Plus, there's over $19,000 worth of free gifts that we're throwing in, all for an insanely low price. If you want to get your hands on this, be sure to click the first link on the description below right now.